Welcome, everybody. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. Good for the other guys. They won. But it just, to me, Andy...
It really bothers you, doesn't it?
No, well, I honestly think it's a bad system. I think it good for the Royals. Terrific, man. They played great. They won two games in Baltimore. Congratulations to the Tigers. They played great. They get a great finish to the season. Congratulations. They won two games in Houston. So everything the Orioles and the Astros accomplished in the regular season.
Does this bother you in the NBA as much?
No,
when a lower seed beats a higher seed?
No, because they don't play as many games. And it doesn't happen as frequently as it seems to in baseball. That's just off the top of my head.
Okay.
You almost always see the top teams in the NBA get there. Very rarely do the lower seeds actually advance. But the nature of baseball, as we all know, is, hey, did you have a hot pitcher? Wow. Did one guy come up with a big hit, like what happened yesterday in the Brewers against or the Royals against Josh Hader?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. And that's what happens. And okay, I know a lot of people love it. I just think... that's why I can't stand
it. I don't know that series. I don't love it. I'm going to throw an idea at you, and all people right. are going to go, oh, my God, Baskin's got another one of those crazy ideas.
And anybody else with me on this three-game thing, or is more playoff teams better? And I'm sure for many people it is. 216-474-0092.
Well, first of all, let me answer that question. I think more playoff teams are better. It keeps more people interested in the game. It keeps more people interested in the game longer. And it gives you hope to want to be interested in the game during the final couple months of the season, too, especially because you don't think your team's out of it. You think you've got a chance, and you just want to get to the playoffs. Now, I've thought about this for a long time because you always – like, I know – I think it bothers you, okay? And I'm trying – like, he's
not
right.
As much as working with you on a daily basis, buddy.
Yeah, but you have no choice about that. So, but the – like, I think you want to value the regular season more. Is that a fair thing to say? You think there should be a way to value the regular season, correct?
I honestly think the two top teams should go. I think that's probably too little for everybody. So I'm good with the division winners and one wild card.
Yeah, you're just eliminating a lot of baseball fans when you only take two. I'm all about the fans. So I did think about a way to validate your regular season schedule with a little bit of emphasis when you go to the playoffs. Hear me out on this.
Okay.
All right, so the Guardians and the Tigers have played, 13 times this year. The Guardians won the season series 7-6. Going into it, and then, this is the best
of
7.
Say.
That you should get a one-game advantage when you go into the playoffs. So let's just say you wanted to make the wild card. I kind of want to bring this back to the wild card because I think you think best of five is too, or best of three is too quick. It's still better than best of one. I'll say that. I'm not a big fan of best of three either. I think that you should at least have the opportunity for a home game during the playoffs. But it is what it is, and it's still better than one. So what if, and again, let's just say the Guardians and the Tigers were playing in the wild card. Make it a best of seven, but whoever won the season series only has to get to three wins rather than four to win the series. So you're giving that team that won the season series a 1-0 advantage going into the series. The other thing you could do, if you really wanted to get crazy, is if a team swept the other team during the regular season, then they get a 2-0 advantage.
Wow.
That way you make the right, that way a game in April becomes super important.
Okay.
I don't know if that's real fan-friendly either.
Let me throw this at you then.
Okay.
Here's my response. In theory, I don't dislike it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I thought you would hate
it. In theory, I don't dislike it. In practical application, I think it's ridiculous.
Why?
Because I think it would get so convoluted and people would have such a hard time following it.
I said exactly the same thing because I explained this to Manigan this morning.
In theory, I kind of like it because it really puts a good emphasis on the regular season. In theory, it's not bad.
Well, thank
practical
you.
Application, I don't think it would
I think
work.
It's
and plus TV, Andy, that would, you know, hey, we're hoping to get a 7-game series. We're hoping to get a 5-game series.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right. There's a point to that too. I'm okay with that.
In theory, I like it.
But is there another way to value the regular season at a higher rate?
Yeah, you played 162. Who are your two or four best teams? That's how. And again, congrats to the Royals. I mean, there were times this year they looked like they were going to. I mean, they took first place for a while over the Guardians. The Tigers were dead meat. You know, it was all about.
They had a 1% chance.
Right. It was all about the Guardians and the Royals and the Twins. And then, boom, out of nowhere, here come the Detroit Tigers. Good for them. But does a late run make up for a lot of bad baseball by them earlier in the season? Well, it just might. Because I saw a stat the other day. There were only like two other teams that came from so far back or something like that that are close to the Tigers in this regard, and they both won the World Series. So like the hot team coming in might be the team that wins the World Series. To me, that anybody can get hot in baseball and win a series. And if I'm the Guardians, that's a little bit of a concern right now. I think the Tigers have some really interesting young talent. And they're hot. So I would think that they have
like it.
Every advantage over the Guardians, to be honest with you. Except Scooble's not pitching, but what, one time in the series?
That's good news.
Could he go on when? Sunday? On Sunday, he wouldn't get full rest.
Wait, so he
Because he pitched on Tuesday. He'd have to go in game three,
there's
right?
No baseball on Sunday. Yeah, there's I believe there is no wild card, or there will be no NL or DS series on Sunday.
I'm sorry,
or Saturday, Monday. Yeah.
Okay, then he could go on Monday.
Oh no, there is. It's just all the NL is Sunday. Sorry.
So he could go Monday, Saturday. Because the way
you go to game five,
if you go to a game five, he could throw game five.
And he'd be good to go on Monday, then, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could go Thursday on 3 days rest.
Yeah, but why would they
why
do
would
that?
Why would you do that? Yeah, unless it was a...
You don't want to push that.
Throwing it out there.
And that could mean then on Monday, you have Scooble, who is everybody's Cy Young Award winner, and deservedly so, despite Emmanuel Clase's incredible year.
I'd say we let Clase throw nine.
And you could have him going up against former Tiger Matthew Boyd.
Oh, look at you. Jeff, right in the storyline.
Would that be fun?
You're such a producer.
Would that be fun?
Yes. That would be fun. I'm looking at these. I wonder, well, they'll flex out the Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday games. So, again, it's 2-2-1. So you would have both Saturday games. If it should go to a fifth game, both Saturday games are here in Cleveland.
You know, the Guardians did such good things in the regular season. And they finished 6.5 games ahead of the Tigers and the Royals. And I don't think either team is a favorite in this. I don't give the Guardians any edge.
Where was
that? And we just saw how almost nothing home field advantage means in Major League Baseball in a playoff series. Royals go win two on the road. Tigers go win two on the road. In tough places to play. So yeah. It means next to nothing there.
I agree with you. I think what are the guards like a one run favorite tomorrow? I'm sorry, Saturday. My days are all messed up. The spread on this thing is real tight. It's real tight. When is the roster announced? When do they? When do the Guardians have to make their final roster? You guys know that?
It's got
to come
not.
Up here soon. Yeah. So I mean, they still have some roster decisions to make.
No, I do not.
As they go into this thing, so.
Mike is in Solon. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Mike.
3-game series. Do you like it, Mike?
Andy, congratulations, dude, on going into the Heights High Hall of Fame.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Huh?
I said thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Heights High?
Heights High?
Listen to this. I went to 60 games. You remember I've been telling you guys I call you periodically throughout the year. I'm going to 60
regular season games. We have it written down on the wall that you did that, Mike, actually.
In fact, you have won Fan of the Year.
Yep.
For this phone call right now.
Yep.
Congratulations.
I went to 60 games for like about $300, right?
Right.
Because it's $49 a month for the ballpark pass.
And smartest fan, too.
Great idea.
And it's $189 to get into the building tomorrow, like Saturday. Come on. You know what I'm going to do, dude? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to League Park. I'm going to sit in my car outside League Park and listen to every home game. That's going to be the key to getting them through.
Good luck with that,
and
Mike.
The other thing is, I think the Tigers, I'm going to call my shot. Colt Keith is going to hit a home run in this series.
Okay.
And well, how much gas will be in your car when that home run is hit?
With Colt Keith, because you know Colt Keith is from Zanesville, right?
There you go. So.
Grew up in Utah, though.
There you go. What's that?
Grew up in Utah.
He did. He did, or no, Mississippi or something.
Utah.
But anyway, was it Utah?
Utah.
Jeff seems to think it's Utah. I'm going out on a limb on this one.
All right.
Oh, there's your horn. Anyways, the car is ready to sit outside of League Park. Congratulations.
When Colt hits his home run, you go ahead and beep that thing.
Nice
and loud.
Talk about worst places to want to watch a game in your car. I don't care where he's parked. Do you really want to watch a game in your car?
Your phone has enough juice. You can run it off the battery.
If I have my choice, the car is the last place I want to watch a game.
It's pretty gratifying to be able to whack the horn a whole bunch of times when good things happen.
Of course, that could get you A, arrested, B, beat up.
Maybe I might go out and get one of those horns that goes da 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 da. No?
Dan and I both just turned our heads and looked at each other.
I think we all need help after that phone call.
Nobody concerned here about the Tigers. I'm real concerned about them.
I just think it's going to be a good series.
They're hot. B, they're not afraid of the Guardians.
No.
At all. You know, that's the one thing about two teams from the Central going at it. Think about this. One of those teams, one team from the Central is going to the American League Championship Series. If the Royals can knock off the Yankees, you're going to have two teams from the AL Central going to the American League Championship Series. My friend Rick made sure he pointed that one out to me.
Thank you, Rick.
And he's right. Think about that.
I've got some interesting...
The division that everybody hates, the division that doesn't spend any money, Andy, could have two teams in the ALCS. Take that, Yankees. How about that? Of course, they got to beat the Yankees to get there.
How about this? A friend of mine sent me the payrolls for these teams. Kansas City, Cleveland, Detroit, $325 million.
Combined.
Okay. Yankees, $318. You can buy three teams for the price of the Yankees.
So I never want to hear, well, you don't spend enough money. You can spend money like crazy. Doesn't mean you make good baseball decisions, do you? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan. The Twins ended up not even being in the top three in the division. Two other teams passed them up. The Guardians passed them up. So that's three. And it just makes me think, you know, somehow without the outrageous talent, our team figured out a way to end up with the second best record in the American League. And it makes me a little more confident that because they've been playing games all season long where I think Stephen Vogt has managed them like playoff games,
mm-hmm.
You know,
especially early on. Like, I think that's why we all really liked him in the beginning. We're like, what's going on with this team? You know, in April,
he was
like,
managing to win.
Yeah. Like right out of the gate, which I love. I mean, I think games in April are as important as games in October. Well, at least September. And yeah, I don't like
when
they
all count. You know, you think you let one get away in April, you think, oh, it's only April. Yeah, but if you lose by a game, you're in trouble.
Yep.
I think this team, and it truly, what the Royals did, what the Tigers have done, I think it gives me even more confidence in the Guardians' ability to go and win this series against Detroit, and then who knows?
Although you did say some things I thought were interesting before, like Tigers aren't scared.
Oh, not at all.
The thing is, they can't pitch Skubal for, you know, three games in a row.
True.
So, I mean, that's the, you know.
That's true.
I think that's a deciding factor in this thing.
Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hello, Nelson. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Jeff, I tend to agree with you. Like, I think a three-game series is too short. How do you play a marathon season, which baseball is, right? A marathon, literally. 162, well, I guess 161 for some teams. And then you decide the fate of a team on three games. I just don't think is right. And listen, I'm not crying any tears for the Astros because I don't care for the Astros. But, you know, let's be honest. The Tigers are hot at the right time, and that's all it takes, man. In a short series, that's all it takes. So.
And this is only a five-game series, Nelson. So, to me, it's almost the same type of deal, you know?
Yeah, it really is, right? And listen, I'm confident as the next guy because, you know, the Guardians have played – I've gotten to a place where, let's be honest, none of us thought the Guardians would be here, right? And to have won as many games as they did. But you ought to be rewarded for that a little bit. And not that I'm scared of the Tigers, but the Tigers are playing well. I think it'd be a fun series, but I think to decide it in five games, I just don't think that is right. All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, Nelson, thank you very much.
How else can you do it? Like, we've talked about this.
You narrow down the playoffs, but we all know the bottom line is dollars. What brings in dollars in Major League Baseball? Television. So we understand that.
And more eyeballs. Like
more
I
games,
said.
And more games.
You know, on Tuesday when the wild cards are going, I love the fact that I could sit there and watch four games yesterday. You can watch four games and they're not all on at the same time. You can always catch the end of one of those games, even if the other one goes a little bit slower. And it's boom, boom, boom. I think it was great. Like, I know they're the playoffs, and that, you know, that fires up the intensity. But if you're even a mild baseball fan, it was hard not to turn away, especially on for the first game. It was fun. It was fun, man. I was 1,000%. I would have been anyway, but I was really engaged. I was like, ooh, what happened? Ooh, what's going on with the Tigers? Got to know what's going on. Got to know.
What, other than bullpen, as you look at our team, what gives you confidence in a series against the Tigers?
Well, first of all,
the bullpen gives me confidence.
Yeah.
I don't know that the offense does. I don't know that the pitching, starting pitching does. But, Andy, I've felt that way about this team all year, and look where they are.
I don't know. Can you double down knowing that you've got the best closer in the game without me? Yeah, I know you're saying what else, but I just think he's so special. To have a closer the way that the Guardians do, I don't know that you could ask for much more. I mean, you've already made it an 8-inning game.
Well, can I?
I
don't mean to poo-poo this, but I'm going to anyway. The only thing about a bullpen, you got to be in the lead when you get to your closer,
or tied.
When you get to your bullpen, you've got to be close. It's got to be a tight game. In other words, your starters can't go out and get rocked. I don't expect that to happen with this team. It hasn't too often this year. That's the only thing about a bullpen to me that sometimes concerns me. You know, if your starter goes out and gives you a quality start, Andy, and in this day and age, that's 3 runs in 6 innings. If he gives you a quality start, your offense still has to go out and put up 2 in those 6 innings. Or your bullpen's just trying to protect a 3 to or being, you know, hang tight so that the offense might be able to score 4. So the offense to me is a little bit of a concern. We've seen it go south badly at times, and then it bounces right back. It just can't go south now because you've got to get to that bullpen with a lead or a close game. And that's
the playoffs, though.
I know, but that's been the recipe of success of this team all year. That's my one concern. They better score some runs so that you can get to the bullpen, hopefully with a lead.
They just need to get to 5. Like I would have said that during the regular season too. Get me to 5 runs. If you can do that, we can win these games. That's all you got to do. And so if the bottom of your lineup is shaky and it can't get you the runs, you got to rely. The problem you can run into is what's going on at the top of the lineup, right? And if those guys don't hit, then you have issues. Guys that you've been able to depend on all season long. Guys that got you there. Guys that, you know, helped you win the Central. And so, I think that when Manzardo started to hit and Thomas started to hit.
I know.
And you were getting production from the middle of the lineup.
All of a sudden there are 2 bats that you didn't have before.
Yeah, it's that simple. Isn't it?
Well,
if Kwan just needs to be
simple,
okay.
But they have to keep it going.
Ramirez.
I mean, Lane Thomas, to me, Andy, saved, I think, all of our hopes because You know, at one point he was hitting 111 as a Guardian. And then, man, did he warm up in September. He had a great September. Manzardo came up and made you ask the question, well, why has he been in Columbus all year? Because he was hitting in Columbus, you know, after they sent him down.
Right.
The first time when he didn't hit here. And it makes me think, okay, they have to keep that rolling. You know, I think a guy like Johnkenzie Noel is going to have to come up with some key hits when he's out there. I would assume they're going to platoon in right field. And I would assume.